Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've made a life-changing decision. I've been listening to some booze today, this morning, mainly a boo I listened to called entitled Anticipation by Adrian, who is at TurboStream here on Audioboo. And it's prompted me to record this boo and also more booze in the future. Because I'm living in anticipation at the moment, anticipation of a life-changing decision I've made. And that decision is to give up my home and live as a backpacker. What does that mean? Well, as most of you know, I like to hike, and for many years I've wanted to hike more. And I've always had this dream of living on the trail, living out of my backpack. And it's not been possible until now because of commitments, various commitments. Most of you know that I have children. They are older. And one of the problems with making a life-changing decision, it can affect other people's lives. And I've had to minimize that to some degree. Otherwise, it becomes quite selfish. And a life-changing decision, such as mine, does affect people, but mainly it affects me. We talking about anticipation. For me, the anticipation is quite profound. It's the feelings that it generates, the emotions, and one of the strongest emotions right at this moment is fear, fear of the unknown. Yes, I've gone hiking before, and I've gone hiking for months at a time. But I've always known where I'm going on the hike. I've always had a destination, and I've always known that I'm going to come back home to my house at the end of it. What makes this different is that my house will be where I am. My home will be me, will be wherever I am at any given time, because I shall be living out of a tent for the main part. And giving up my home, not having a home to come back to, or at least not having the home I have now to come back to, is quite frightening and daunting. And that's where I'm at the moment with this. It's a decision that I've made, but because I've made a decision doesn't mean that suddenly I'm free. Emotionally, I'm unfettered. In fact, I found quite the opposite. I found a very heavy pressure, a weight put onto my shoulders, and the weight is fear, trepidation, anxiety. I'm carrying all those things at the moment, and I haven't even put my backpack on yet. And I'm carrying those around where I live in my house, knowing that as I look around me now at the four walls in my room, that soon I won't be here anymore, and I won't be coming back. I've lived in this house for 13 years. I lived with my wife when I was married in this house, my children. Lots of things have happened here. And I'm going to give that all up. And it may not seem a big thing, but I think anybody who's listening to this will know that if you thought about it for a moment, to give up a house without moving into another house is quite bizarre. And yet that's what I'm going to do. I shall concern myself with a new house when this stage of my life ends. I can't think too heavily about not having a base because that's where the pressure, the weight is bearing down on me. And also, secondary weight of equal, if not more importance, is the weight of not having as much contact with my children or so much direct contact with my children. Especially my son. My daughter's older. She lives pretty much her own life now. But my son and I are very close. And this has been a decision I've had to make, had to talk it through. And I know that I'm leaving my son with some fears and some doubts. And as a parent, you don't want to do that. But my son is taken care of. He lives with his mother. And I've made provisions. We've talked to see him, to travel back by train, to come and see him as frequently as possible, to be in contact on the phones through Skype and all those sort of things. And although they're not quite the same, that's part of the pressure, the weight, the baggage. I'm not doing this to escape anything. I'm doing what I'm doing for a journey, for an adventure, for a new phase. I'm trying to find a little bit more about myself, to live a dream that I've wanted to live, and to see if it is a dream, to see if it can be done. To be able to live out of a backpack, to be able to hike and worry about where you're going to stay, or not worry about where you're going to stay, to make plans along the way. I shall be taking my smartphone with me as my form of communications and keeping in touch, using my data plan and Wi-Fi wherever possible. I am working, and that work I can do as long as I have an internet connection. That's going to help fund what I'm doing. And I'm also going to be looking for work along the way, or the kinds of work that I can do whilst I'm hiking. Probably in a similar vein to what I'm doing now, but I'm also going to be doing some volunteer work. I'm going to be trying to find ways of living this lifestyle, hiking and backpacking, and ways of supporting it. I want to find ways I can interact with people while I do this. I don't have a grand plan. I haven't got it all sorted out. It's like life, and it is life. For me, this isn't a trip I'm taking. It is a pilgrimage. And I don't mean that in the religious sense of the word. It's a journey without a foreseeable end. It isn't about a destination. It is about the journey in its purest sense. To put on a pack and to walk and to hike. Initially, I'm going to be walking around Britain. I'm staying in Britain, because I want to keep close to my family in that sense. I want to be able to keep close to my son. I don't want to go traveling around the world. Who knows what the future is going to hold on this? I don't. It might last 2 months and I might be sick of it and might think it's the biggest mistake I've made of my life. It could last for years. I don't know, and I'm not looking that far ahead, because that puts pressure on. That puts more pressure on me, and I'm trying to relieve the pressure. It's pressure enough just to walk without an end goal. That's pressure. So I'm breaking it down into bite-sized chunks. I've got a week or so left before I leave my home. I've got plenty to do in the meantime. I've got to get rid of all my possessions. I'm not putting things in storage because that costs too much money. I'm just going to put a few things in friends and family's lofts, that I want to keep, clothes and personal things over the years. But all the big things, the furnishings and stuff, are going. I've got plenty of bags to bag up all the stuff that's going to the tip. And I have to narrow everything down into one backpack for me to take and to live out of one backpack. Everything that I need has to come from what I can carry. And that is liberating. I must admit, right now I don't feel liberated. I do fear fear. I do feel fearful. I do feel anxiety. And I'm going to be recording this in an audio boo. I'm going to be recording my feelings and what it means to me, what I'm going through, in audio boo, as well as on my blog. A is for me, so I can look back, take notes from my own audios for writing my blog posts, but also to share with people who are interested in this, people who might be interested in following and journeying with me, because I want people to journey with me. It isn't just about me doing this. I am socially interactive, and it is a social experiment too. I want to meet people along the way. I want to interact with people along the way. I want to talk about these interactions on my social networks, because I don't want to cut myself off. It isn't about cutting myself off from people. It's about engaging more with people in a different way, a different kind of lifestyle. I have the support from my family and friends. I have the support from my associates and friends and contacts on Twitter and my social networks. And that means a lot to me, because I will be using, in that sense, people to help me here. I'll be using you on Audio Boo, your comments, your listening and support, interest, to keep me motivated and to keep me from being lonely. That's another fear, loneliness. Feeling a lot of things at the moment, and I'm just sharing those with you on this initial boo about my upcoming life change. Thanks for listening. As always, if applicable, God bless.